93, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Downsville, Pepin. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Transportation Department rolling out a new rule ordering airlines to refund customers whose flights are canceled or delayed significantly. ABC Transportation correspondent Gio Benitez explains.
Passengers must now get automatic cash refunds when a flight is canceled for any reason or delayed by more than 3 hours for domestic flights, more than 6 hours for international. But there's more here. If the airline changes any of your airports, adds connections, downgrades your seat, or even changes your plane to one that's less accessible for those with disabilities, those are all new reasons for cash refunds.
At the U.S. Supreme Court, protests going on as justices hear arguments on an Idaho abortion law that bans the procedure to save the life, but not necessarily the health of the mother. Doctors say they aren't sure if they can perform emergency abortions. Pro-Palestinian protests on college campuses continue today. House Speaker Mike Johnson will be at Columbia University speaking with Jewish students. This is ABC News. Non-compete clauses could be banned for millions of American workers in a matter of months.
1 in 5 American workers are subject to non-compete clauses. They bar workers from joining a rival company for a certain period of time. They've traditionally covered executives and some jobs in media, but the Federal Trade Commission's voted 3-2 to ban non-compete agreements. The FTC chair, Lina Khan, said they keep wages low, suppress new ideas, and rob the economy of dynamism. Pro-business groups are expected to challenge this new rule in court. Brian Clark, ABC News.
More people will also be in line for overtime.
This is a major expansion of overtime. Right now, salaried workers earning under $35,000, you qualify for overtime under federal law if you work for more than 40 hours a week. Well, the Labor Department says that in July, that salary threshold is going to expand. So that includes people earning up to $44,000.
And ABC's Elizabeth Schulze says come New Year's Day, that threshold will jump to $59,000. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Okay, guys, we got to put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get 3 seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. An inmate at the Taycheta prison pleads not guilty in the death of another inmate. Taylor Sanchez was in Fond du Lac County Court Tuesday to enter the plea to a charge of first-degree intentional homicide. Sanchez is accused of fatally beating her prison roommate, 69-year-old Cindy Schultz Yedis, last July. A woman found murdered along a trail in Janesville last week is identified as 22-year-old Kirsten Hansen of Janesville. Medical examiner's office says Hansen died from a gunshot wound. 23-year-old Logan Barkley, also of Janesville, is charged with first-degree murder in Hansen's death. And the 3-bag limit on walleyes will be expanding to most of Wisconsin as the fishing season starts next Saturday. Depending on what lake or river you're on, there may be stricter limits, so be sure to check the rules posted at the boat launch. You can find the full 2024 regulations on the Wisconsin DNR website. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Let's face it, fire danger is like a roller coaster. It's up, it's down, and everything in between. Some days the wildfire danger is high. Some days it's low. So before you burn, check the fire danger level in your area. Local fire officials can help. Plan, monitor, and adapt to changing conditions to keep your burn safe. Because it's up to you to prevent wildfires. Brought to you by the Wisconsin DNR.
For the month of April, O'Galley Cheese will be doing $1 off per pound of their own cheddar cheeses, onion and garlic, garlic and fine herbs, rosemary, sun-dried tomato and basil, herbs de Provence, peppercorn, and medium white cheddar will all be a part of the deal. Make sure to stock up. Good in-store and online. O'Galley Cheese, open 7 days a week, located north of Durand on Highway 25.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It's going to be a pretty nice day today. Lots of sunshine and not windy. We'll get to 54 for a high. The wind northeast at only around 5 to 10 here today. Tonight it'll be clear, 32. Tomorrow sunny, warmer, 61 with some rain and thunderstorms by late Thursday night into Friday. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I ain't rich, but I damn sure wanna be. Working like a dog all day ain't working for me. I wish I had a rich uncle that'd kick the bucket and I was sitting on a pile like Warren Buffett. I know everybody says money can't buy happiness, but it can buy me a boat. It can buy me a truck to pull it. It can buy me a Yeti 110 ice down with some silver bullets. Yeah, and I know what they say, money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so, but it can buy me a boat. They call me redneck, white trash, and blue collar. But I could change all that if I had a couple million dollars. I keep hearing that money is the root of all evil, and you can't fit a camel through the eye of a needle. I'm sure that's probably true, but it still sounds pretty cool. Cause it could buy me a boat. It could buy me a truck to pull it. It can buy me a Yeti 110 eyes down with some silver bullets. Yeah, and I know what they say, money can't buy. Well, maybe so, but it can buy me a boat to float down on the water with a beer. I hear the Powerball Lotto is sitting on $100 million. Well, that'll buy me a brand new rod and reel. And it can buy me a boat. It could buy me a truck to pull it. It could buy me a Yeti 110 ass down with some silver bullets. Yeah, and I know what they say, money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so, but it can buy me a boat. Yeah, and I know what they say, money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so, but it can buy me a boat. Yeah, yeah, it can buy me a boat.
New Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRD. And Chris Jansen, Buy Me a Boat 909. I'm Brian Winnikins. Good morning. This hour we'll have Today in History opening farm markets as well. And about 9:18 or so, we'll talk with Mondovi Mayor Brady Weiss about the city council meeting from last night. Next week, heading to Washington, D.C. For the annual National Association of Farm Broadcasting's annual convention. And last year, when Rhonda and I went, we had a chance to take a tour with some folks, a private tour of Mount Vernon. And, oh, that was so cool. I learned a whole bunch of stuff about George Washington. He's one of the first farmers in the world to come up with value-added agriculture. It was just a great, great tour. And now archaeologists say they found two perfectly preserved bottles at George Washington's home. They found the two bottles filled with cherries at his Mount Vernon estate. That, according to a statement from the property, really. The bottles are made of dark green glass and were sealed and upright when found under a brick floor that had been laid in the 1770s. The estate says the discovery is part of a privately funded $40 million restoration project. If you ever do get out to D.C., totally, totally recommend you take a tour of Mount Vernon. And if you get a chance to take a tour of the distillery as well at Mount Vernon, it's quite the tour. Here's Lainey Wilson. This is Wild Flowers, Wild Horses. Good morning.
In the middle of the night, I hear a cornfield cow cry about the moon. No matter what sky I'm laying under, in the eye of a hurricane.
Since I quit drinking, now I'm painting the house and I'm mending the fence. I guess I've gone and lost all my good sense. Too much work, it's hard for your health. I could have died drinking, now I'm killing myself. And I'm feeding the dog, sacking the trash. It's honey do this, honey do that. I sobered up and I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking. fixing the sink and I'm mowing the grass. And you made me a list and I'm busting my wheel. All broke down, tail's been dragging. It's a rough old life up here on the wagon. I'm feeding the dog, sacking the trash. It's honey do this, honey do that. I sobered up and I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking. Yeah, I sobered up and I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Toby Keith, you ain't much fun on the way. We're going to talk with Mondovi Mayor Brady Weiss about last night's council meeting. That's next. First, here's Lee Bryce, Hard to Love. It's 9:16.
I am insensitive. I have a tendency to pay more attention to the things that I need. Sometimes I drink too much. Sometimes I test your trust. Sometimes I don't know why you stay with me. I'm hard to love, hard to love. Oh, I don't make it easy. Well, I couldn't do it if I stood where you stood. I'm hard to love, hard to love. And you say that you need me. Well, I don't deserve it, but I love that you love me. I am a short fuse, I am a wrecking ball, crashing into your heart like I do. You're like a Sunday morning, full of grace and full of Jesus. And I wish that I could be more like you. I'm hard to love, hard to love. Oh, I don't make it easy. Well, I couldn't do it if I stood where you stood. I'm hard to love, hard to love. But I love that you love me good. Love me good. Girl, you've given me a million second chances, and I don't ever want to take you for granted. But I'm just a man, I'm just a man. Couldn't do it if I stood where you stood. I'm hard to love, hard to love. And you say that you need me. I don't deserve it, but I love that you love me. Don't make it easy. Well, I couldn't do it if I stood where you stood. I'm hard to love, hard to love. And you say that you need me. Well, I don't deserve it, but I love. You love me good. You love me good. You love me
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. I'm Brian Winnikins, and joining us this morning is Mondovi Mayor Brady Weiss to talk about the council meeting from last night. And Mayor Weiss, thanks for joining us. Well, not a big, busy council meeting, but one of the things that the council did talk about is the some of the policies regarding the audiovisual equipment here at the Martin Center. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we've got a great opportunity for community folks to rent the facility here. A couple of years back, we went through a pretty extensive upgrade on some of our audio video equipment, projector screen, wireless mic, and some other things. And what we want to do is just make sure that We gave folks the opportunity to either rent the facility without the use of that, or if they do want to utilize that, there'll be an additional $50 upcharge. Obviously, Brian, you're in the business here. You're aware that that stuff is expensive and it costs money. And, to do a presentation or things like that, we think $50 is reasonable and appropriate.
And so that's not just a deposit. That's going to be an additional charge.
That'll be an additional charge. And people are always still welcome to use their own devices if they choose. But if they're going to use the city devices here that are pre-wired with the projector and whatnot, then there'll be an additional $50 charge.
Meanwhile, with the springtime, of course, one of the things that'll potentially start happening is repainting all of the stripes on city streets.
Yeah, that's right. We've got the North Eau Claire Street project with new blacktop, so we want to get some of the right-of-way markers and road markers, centerline markers, and that in. And then also, if we're contracting to do that, it's been a couple of years since we've repainted some of the crosswalks and curbs and other things. So we want to do that, and that was aids in pedestrian traffic and also just helps people understand where they can and can't park. So we'll be looking at some new line striping happening here soon.
Talking with Mondovi Mayor Brady Weiss this morning about the city council meeting from last night. I know, like Durand, you have a lot of committees, and some committees will have council members on, but it'll have citizens on them too. And I know, like in Durand, they're always looking for volunteers. Is Mondovi the same way?
Looking to fill a few spots. I have reached out to a couple people that had shown some interest, but my goal is by the first part of summer here is to have all these committees fully staffed, and we're short, I think, three or four people. I've got an opening, I believe, on the park committee and a couple other ones. So if there are folks out there that are interested in helping out, serving, it's not a huge time commitment. These are committees that either meet, you know, once or twice a year, sometimes quarterly, and then a lot of the committees only meet as needed. So it's just a good opportunity to help serve if you can, and you do get compensated for it as well. So I think it's fair to everyone.
Meanwhile, during some of the citizen comments, one of the council members brought this up with the wastewater treatment plant. Apparently the plant isn't working the way it's supposed to be.
Well, there's it's operational. The concern is always to get the chemicals, the phosphorus, and all of the things to function in there within their tolerances. So that's it's a process of obviously using the infrastructure that they have there and the equipment that they have to make all of these things balance and work. And it sounds like some of the equipment that one of the subcontractors installed is still not quite functioning properly, and I think for the amount of money that the city's put into a capital project like this, the expectation, and you heard it tonight, is like buying a new vehicle. They should have just handed us the keys and said this thing runs perfectly. And maybe to use an analogy here, sounds like there's a little bit of a carburetor problem.
And the concern is that the completion part was last August, and normally you only have a one-year warranty here. So it's like, hey, wait a minute, we got to get this figured out before we go any farther.
Right, that's what you heard. You heard about withholding some payments just to some of the contractors, the general contractor. Hopefully they'll whip the subcontractors into shape here and make sure that everything is operational. You know, that's the citizens should expect for the amount of money that we put into this, that we have a facility that's working properly, and that's the expectations of myself as well.
And because of some of these issues now, to be able to maybe spread some of this waste, because you have to do that because the facility isn't working correctly, or at least the way it's supposed to be, that's kind of opening up another can of worms.
Yeah, and I don't know if we're quite there yet. I think we're still within our discharge tolerances, but at some point we'll have to look to make sure everything is functioning properly. And then we'll have to take those steps if needed.
That is Mondovi Mayor Brady Weiss. You're listening to WRDN.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote. We dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Annabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Planning for retirement and your family's future should not keep you up at night. I'm Tyler Schroyer of Heike Wealth Management. From Roth IRAs and 401k rollovers to life insurance needs and purchasing CDs, I strive to add value to your financial and retirement picture. Visit HeikeWealthManagement.com or stop at my office on 3rd Avenue West in Durand to schedule an appointment. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance offered through Heike Wealth Management, LLC, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial Services.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com. Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Strong out on the lawn. The line between us was drawn. All I can see is you're gone, and you left me here with this house on this ground. Burn it down. Every word, every fight.
the American heart. And opera music on a Saturday night brings a smile to your face and a tear to your eye. Sing a song about the heartland, the only place I feel at home. Sing about the way a good man works until the daylight's gone.
Duran the Panthers. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Lying here with you so close to me, it's hard to fight these feelings when it feels so hard to breathe. I'm caught up in this moment, I'm caught up in your smile.
I've never opened up to anyone, so hard to hold back when I'm holding you in my arms.
But we don't need to rush this, let's just take it slow. Just a kiss, goodnight.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN, Lady Annabellum and Just a Kiss, 9:37. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, the third annual Alma Pepin Alumni Golf Tournament will be coming up on Saturday, June 15th at the Grove in Cochrane. The registration will be at 8:30 and shotguns start at 10 a.m. This is for anyone who graduated from or married someone who attended Alma or Pepin High Schools. Now, there'll be raffles and other fundraisers to help support the Alma Pepin golf team. For more information, just call Dan Knoll at 495-4231. That's 495-4231. Let's run down today in history for this April 24th. Happy birthday to the Eastman Kodak Company. I think they're still around. Formed on this date in 1888. 1974, legendary actor and comedian Bud Abbott passed away at the age of 78. He and Lou Costello teamed up to form one of the most popular comic duos of all time. In 2004, cosmetics queen Estée Lauder passed away at the age of 97. 2008, actor Wesley Snipes was sentenced to 3 years in federal prison on tax evasion. Oops. The IRS gets cranky when you don't pay him. The actor was given the maximum sentence by a federal judge in Florida. And in 2018, genealogy websites led to the arrest of Joseph D'Angelo. He had been charged with 8 murders of the Golden State Killer case. That's what happened on this date in history. Coming up, we're going to have a check of our opening markets. Markets just opened up a little bit ago for the regular trading day. We have the early numbers for you. Market update being brought to you in part by Duran Napa and Elsevia Co-op.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op. Another day of double-digit losses in the milk markets with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnikins. May milk down 38 at 17.75. June down 25 to 17.97. July down 44 to 18.10. August down 22 at 18.53. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets continue to move mostly higher today as the futures continue to rebound from the lows earlier in the month as the trade continues to focus more on fundamentals, the lower potential cattle inventory helping to support the markets. Now, hog markets, they're moving mostly mixed. We do have some profit taking in the nearby month, but deferred contracts are still higher due to expectations of continuing good demand. April live cattle up 17 cents to 183.52. April feeder cattle up 20 cents to 243.95. May hogs down 32 cents to 98.25. Chicago Board of Trade corn and soybeans continue to move mostly higher today. Now a large rain system is expected to develop in the southern plains. The markets are watching closely to see if portions of central and western Kansas and Oklahoma pick up any type of rain out of that event. Meanwhile, there's still some dry weather concerns in South America for the second corn crop. New crop corn up 1 3/4 to 476.5. New crop beans up 1 3/4 to 1175.75. May wheat down 1 3/4 to 583.25.
Farmers, it's spring planting time and the last thing you need is downtime while waiting for parts for your equipment. Need custom hydraulic hoses and fittings? See Duran Napa. Need hard-to-find parts? See Duran Napa. Need bulk oil or hydraulic fluid? See Duran Napa. Duran Napa has filters with low prices every day and has specialty tools for your equipment too. Keep the equipment working during the planting season with Napa know-how from Duran Napa, Madison Street, Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It's going to be a pretty nice day today. Lots of sunshine and not windy. We'll get to 54 for a high. The wind northeast at only around 5 to 10 here today. Tonight it'll be clear 32. Tomorrow sunny, warmer 61 with some rain and thunderstorms by late Thursday night into Friday. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Something about a truck in a farmer's field, a no trespass sign, and time to kill. Nobody's gonna get hurt, so what's the big deal? Something about a truck in a farmer's field, and something about beer sitting on ice after a long hard day. Makes it taste just right on that drop tailgate on a summer night. There's something about beer sitting on ice. There's something about a girl in a red sundress with an ice cold beer pressed against her lips. And that farmer's field will make a boy mad. Something about a girl in a red sundress. And there's something about a kiss that's gonna lead to more on that drop tailgate back behind the corn. The most natural thing you ever felt before. There's something about a kiss that's gonna lead to more. And there's something about a truck in a field and a girl in a red sundress with an ice cold beer to her lips, begging for another kiss. And there's something about you and me and the birds and the bees, and Lord have mercy, it's a beautiful thing. Ain't nothing about it, love. There's something about a truck. There's something about a creek around 2 a.m. after a few of those beers. You wanna dive on in. You don't need no clothes to just hang them on a limb. There's something about a creek around 2 a.m. And there's something about a truck in a field and a girl in a red sundress with an ice cold beer to her lips, begging for another kiss. And there's something about you and me and the birds and the bees and Lord have mercy, it's a thing. Ain't nothing about it, love. There's something about a truck. Ain't nothing about it, love. There's something about a
bound to be torn down, and the
Pepin Alma Eagles. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Beer don't keep, love's not cheap, trucks don't wreck themselves. Mama ain't a shrink, dad ain't a bank, and God ain't a wishing well. Money ain't rich, everybody sins, and nobody wins in a fight. And sometimes wrong is right. Some of it you learn the hard way, some of it you read on a page, some of it comes from heartbreak, most of it comes with age, and none of it ever comes easy. A bunch of it you maybe can't use. I know I don't probably know think you do, but there's something to some. Girls like to laugh, tears don't last, and scared's what praying's for. If it's close, swing the bat, everybody's got a pass, and love's worth living for. When you dance, hold them close, did the brakes go for broke, be the first to reach for hand. No, you don't get to do some things again. Some of it you learn the hard way, some of it you read on a page, some of it comes from heartbreak, most of it comes with age, and none of it ever comes easy. A bunch of it you maybe can't use. I know I don't probably know what I think I do, but there's something to some of it. When you can't take it slow, cause time sure won't. It makes you a man. It's being true to her till your glass runs out the same.
Some of it you learn the hard way, some of it you read on a page, some of it comes from heartbreak, most of it comes with age, and none of it ever comes easy. A bunch of it you maybe can't use. I
Country, 1430 AM, 107.3 FM, WRD, and Eric Church, some of it. I'm Brian Winnikins, 952. And this reminder, join Chip Fleur for the latest news and issues affecting rural America and also the farm markets with AgriTalk this afternoon, 2 till 3, or from 1 till 3, rather, here on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. Well, are you like this? I know I am. The older you get, the later you think old age starts. Oh, yeah. I'm definitely like that. A German study published in the American Psychological Association's Psychology and Aging Journal checked in with thousands of people over the years born between 1911 and 1974. Now, the longer the study went on, the further away people saw the start of old age. People born before 1935 thought old age started earlier. But people born before or after, of course, because back in, what, before 1935, the, you know, life expectancy wasn't anywhere near what it is now. And that is also part of the reason. Also, the other part of the reason is I don't want to feel old, so it's, you know, moving up. I mean, old now is 90. When I was 20, old was 40.
Picture this. You're behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground, moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever, and enjoying the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness is celebrating 21 years, helping you look and feel your best. From April 22nd through April 26th, visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness. Register to win a one-year fitness membership. Check out their new fitness equipment, plus purchase any one-year membership and receive 21% off. There are savings on tanning or fitness memberships when you set up AutoPay. Take advantage of specials on tanning lotions and merchandise during the 21st anniversary celebration at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness, downtown Durand.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/good or text good to 511-511. Text good to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I was lost, you found a way to bring me back. Needed forgiveness, you always gave me that. Girl, I'm a witness of your love, 'cause you don't be giving up. And it's crazy how you save me. Hand on the Bible, don't know how I got you, but I couldn't ask for more. Girl, what we got's worth thanking God for. So thank God I get to wake up by your side. Thank God your hand fits perfectly in mine. Thank God you love me when you didn't have to, but you did, and you do, and he knew. Thank God for giving me you. Thank God. Thank God.
you, I couldn't ask for more.
Girl, what we got's worth thanking God for. So thank God I get to wake up by your side. And thank God your hand fits perfectly in mine. And thank God you love me when you didn't have to, but you did, and you do, and he knew. Thank God for giving me you.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Kane Brown with Thank God 9:59. I'm Brian Winnikins. Thank you to Mondovi Mayor Brady Weiss for joining us this morning. And if you missed that interview, it's now available on our podcast at realcountry1430.com, and just go to the podcast tab and you'll find that there. Happy National Pigs in a Blanket Day. Oh, you bet. In the United States, pigs in a blanket is hot dogs or sausages wrapped in biscuit or a croissant dough and baked. It could also be wrapped in pancakes. That's how I like my pigs in a blanket. Now, another popular version is